Opening in theaters this week are Pixar's latest animated feature Up, shown in 3D in many theaters, and Sam Raimi's horror flick Drag Me to Hell. Film critic David Edelstein reviews them both.
The contrast is irresistible. In this corner, a Pixar 3D animated feature with a thrust defiantly heavenward. In that one, a Sam Raimi gut bucket horror picture crawling the opposite way. And so we have Up and Drag Me to Hell. I love them both. Think of this review as a Spanish sentence. One exclamation mark points up, the other down. That's not to say that Up is all sweetness and light. In fact, it's Pixar's way to open a movie with a grim shock, like the Predator in Finding Nemo eating the fish's hero's wife and kids, or Wall-E's Trash Heap Earth. Director Pete Docter quickly lays out the lives of Carl and Ellie Fredrickson, bright-eyed kids with a spirit of adventure, who marry and discover they can't have children. They age. She dies. He's alone in the house, amid rising skyscrapers. Things hit bottom when the old man, voiced by Ed Asner, bashes a contractor and elicits blood in a cartoon and is sentenced to finish his days in a retirement facility. When he escapes by ripping his house from its moorings with the aid of an immense tutti-frutti bouquet of balloons and hightails it for a fabled South American waterfall he and his wife always dreamed of, our sad hearts surge. The first half of Up is all demented free association with a dream logic both baffling and hilarious. The second half is inventive but more formulaic, a riotous Jules Verne-like melodrama with a villain voiced by Christopher Plummer at his most suavely sinister. Mostly, this is the story of Fredrickson and Russell, a roly-poly Boy Scout caught on the porch when the house lifts off, who irritates the old man as they pull the house and balloons toward the falls.
I'm tired. My knee hurts.
Which knee?
My elbow hurts, and I have to go to the bathroom.
I asked you about that 5 minutes ago.
Well, I didn't have to go then.
I don't want to walk anymore. Can we stop?
Russell, if you don't hurry up, the tigers will eat you.
There are no tigers in South America.
Zoology.
Ah, for the love of Pete. Go on into the bushes and do your business.
Okay, here, hold my stuff.
We know Fredrickson will eventually assume the role of surrogate dad, but Asner has perfected this growly curmudgeon persona. His tender heart will never be on his sleeve. The look of Up is simple as only artists with a genius for complexity can achieve. The characters vaguely resemble Cabbage Patch dolls. Fredrickson has a big square head and big square glasses and a big round nose. The geometry is basic. The impact, startling. By all means, see Up in its 3D incarnation. The cliff drops induce vertigo, and the scores of balloons, bunched into the shape of one giant balloon, look pluckable as berries. Drag Me to Hell is like 3D without the glasses. Demons leap into the screen while their shrieks cut right through you. This is a delicious, old-fashioned scare picture. It gets right to the point and drives it single-mindedly home. The heroine, Christine, is played by Alison Lohman, who has the look of a washed-out B-movie blonde, but a tremulous soul all her own. She's a loan officer with a good heart. But alas, when she's desperate for a promotion, she turns down a plea for more time to pay from an old gypsy woman with a glass eye. The horror here is born of economic desperation, and after much screaming, clawing, and emission of bodily fluids, Allison winds up with a hellacious curse on her head. Director Sam Raimi began his career making gory, goofy shriek shows like The Evil Dead before graduating to more conventional thrillers, and finally Spider-Man. Welcome back to the Grindhouse, Sam. We missed you. In Drag Me to Hell, he proves he's a master comic book director. His frames have the punch of the best panels. Kinetic, hyperbolic, manic. You almost hear a cackle under every cut. Above you, below you, beside you, even inside your head, it seems, comes moaning, hissing, screaming, gnashing of demon teeth. If Up suggests that balloons are unnatural for 3D, Drag Me to Hell proves that seances kill in surround sound.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine. You can download podcasts of our show at freshair.npr.org. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Roberta Shorrock directs the show. Our digital production project supervisor is Julian Hertzfeld. Our theme music was composed by Joel Forrester and performed by the Microscopic Septet. For Terry Gross, I'm Dave Davies.